You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Undefeated in 31 professional fights, I'm talking about the WBO light heavyweight champion of the world, Sergey Kovalev, of course, in Oakland, California last night, Saturday, August the 6th. Of course, Andre Ward taking on Alexander Brand. Ward, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist from Athens, Greece, originally from San Francisco, moved to Oakland, California, now lives in Marin County with the rich folks over there where they drink wine in the afternoon. But the bottom line is Andre Ward was the winner tonight, a 12-round decision. It sort of sucked as far as entertainment was concerned. 30-0 is Ward now. That's his record, 30-0, 15 KO. So they both have got undefeated records, he and Sergey Kovalev. Kovalev is a crusher. Kovalev is a villain here. Kovalev is a heel here. But straight up, can they put butts in the seats? That's what's going to be the big question because, you know, what do they draw tonight? Less than 7,000 people? 7,000 people, the guy's an Olympic gold medalist fighting at home? What happened to Andre Ward? See, when I broke the story on Andre Ward in 2004 when I said he was going to win the gold medal against all those odds and everybody said to me I was shilling for the hometown guy and this kind of good stuff. When I said he would win the gold medal, I said that this kid has the potential to become the next Sugar Ray Leonard. Maybe not a Muhammad Ali, but a Ray Leonard. I mean, a fighter, a super fighter, a Hall of Fame fighter, an iconic fighter, a fighter that you dream about watching the fight, wanting to fight, okay? Just didn't happen that way. Litigation, injuries, of course, they took away a lot of shelf, put the 2004 Olympic gold medalist on the shelf for a long, long time. And, of course, suing Dan Gustin didn't help him anyway. The bottom line is, he's not 30-0, he's 31 years old, and he can't sell out an arena in his own hometown. Shame on him. Of course, that was on HBO tonight, live from Oakland, California. Juan Baby Bull Diaz, a kid that I had on the show back when he was like a 23-year-old student at the University of Houston in Texas. Of course, he was trying to become a lawyer. That didn't happen, but he went into the trucking business and made millions of bucks. Anyway, the bottom line is he beat up on a guy by the name of Cesar Vasquez tonight, and that was a lightweight, 135 pounds. That was on Uni Mas Television. Now, straight up, Chaz Witherspoon was the winner tonight. Who's Chaz Witherspoon? Who cares? Let's talk USC. Zach Attack Young, where was the USC tonight? They were on Fox Sports 1, correct?
Yeah, they were in Salt Lake City. You know, that's the new mecca of MMA. I don't know if you've heard, but...
Did I tell you about the time I got into trouble in Salt Lake City? I was looking for booze. I was looking for a beer. I wanted to smoke a joint at the airport. I said, this probably is not a good idea. I said, can you take me to get a beer? They didn't have any beers. Like, it's about 10 miles away for a beer. So that didn't work. And then, of course, I looked at the clock, you guys, and it was like, you know, we only flew there 45 minutes from San Francisco, but the time zone changed, and I missed my plane and going to the Olympic Trials, Olympic Training Camp in 1984. I was stuck in Salt Lake City, and it wasn't any fun. I couldn't wait to get out of there. But the bottom line is, what happened in the main event?
Well, in the main event, Bruce Leroy, Alex Caceres, he lost again, and this time he lost to Yair Pantera Rodriguez, who's a Mexican star on the rise. So he lost by split decision, I'm sorry, because there was like a 49-46 card inexplicably for Bruce Leroy.
Yeah, I noticed that was the one score that they didn't put up on the USC results page. They put up all the other scores. In fact, 8 of the 12 fights on the Fox Sports 1 card, and of course, it opened up on USC's Fight Pass. 8 of the 12 fights went to decision. I'm not a big guy in decisions, Zach. I like to see guys get throttled.
I mean, that is the most convincing way for a fight to end, right? Whenever there's a decision, it's never, I don't know, if it's anywhere near close, it's not quite as convincing as if a guy ends up getting put to sleep, or a girl for that sake, you know?
Okay, now I know that Dominic is not the biggest UFC fan in the world, but we're looking at this card here, and I'm not seeing any names that... I mean, I'm going to have to take a lot of Viagra to get up for this one. I'm looking at maybe Court McGee was a winner over Dominic Steele. I mean, Court McGee is a guy out of Canada. I remember him a little bit. And there's another guy in the guard called Cub Swanson. Outside of that, looks like a lot of no names.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, a lot of this is another one of those cards where it's like, was it really necessary? I mean, are they trying to break into that Mormon market in Salt Lake or something? Like, I don't know. Like, looking up and down the card, there's not one compelling matchup on the entire thing.
Dominic, looks like the USC sold the Mormons a bag full of salt.
Yeah, like they needed that over in Salt Lake City. That's a steal for the UFC there.
Of course, we're talking about the big USC event to come, and of course, we're all going to be watching that. The three of us will be thrilled at the at the TV screen, no matter if we watch it, pay for it, or steal it on the internet, or go over to Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, wherever we're going to go. But the bottom line is, Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor, the rematch, the fight of the year, the first time around. Of course, Diaz won on a second round submission. Give me a little prediction on that one, Dominic. I mean, you know a little about USC and you like these guys. What do you think?
You know, yeah, you know, I as much as I like Conor, I don't think that he's going to win this one. I really don't. He got kind of handed to him, and that was with Diaz not having a full camp. Diaz is very well prepared for this. I think Conor, he might be a little more adjusted, but I still think he gets his butt beat again.
How big was Nate Diaz compared to Chuck Liddell, Zach?
He was bigger than Chuck Liddell, and this is a Chuck Liddell that's been retired for a couple years, so you know he's put some weight on.
205-pound champ.
Yeah, so that it might be a rough night for McGregor.
Now, Conor McGregor, of course, was going to fight Rafael Dos Anjos for the lightweight champion. Dos Anjos got hurt. Then we saw Dos Anjos lose to Eddie Alvarez, the former Bellator champion. If he'd have rolled with Rafael Dos Anjos, supposed to be a tough fight for him. Now looking at it in the rearview mirror, how would that have went, Zach?
You know, I still thought he would have beat Rafael Dos Anjos. Conor said that he is a slower version of Jose Aldo, and that is kind of true in a way. He's not as talented as Jose Aldo. I don't think that he'd knock him out in less than 13 seconds or anything like that, but I didn't think that that was necessarily the toughest matchup for Conor.
Was the Aldo you saw against Frankie Edgar a fortnight ago, I thought it was the best Aldo I've ever seen. It's just my humble opinion.
No, I mean, you're right. That was a good version of Aldo. Do you think that Aldo would have a chance against McGregor?
I think he would, because I think this time he came down in weight naturally. You see how different his body looked?
He was definitely in good shape, and it didn't seem like he ran out of gas, which has been kind of like the knock on Aldo. Is he's had a lot of fights go five rounds, and by the fifth round, he looks like he's kind of spent.
Okay, outside of this USC 202 card, the main event, Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor, sort of like a boxing card here, Anthony Johnson and Glover Teixeira. Outside of that, the card sort of sucks, Zach.
Yeah, it does. Those two fights are tremendous. But other than those two fights, I mean,
hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 fights on the card, and 11 of them are going to suck. Our 11 of them are like no-namers.
Yeah, but those two, I mean, are fight of the year candidates. So I don't know. I guess they're banking on those turning out well.
Dominic, you witnessed the former world heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez, a Mexican-American idol, of course, the comeback kid out of Silicon Valley. You saw his last fight. You think he's ready for a heavyweight title fight?
I think he is, which is amazing because the last time we saw him prior to that, he looked like he had retired and set up shop eating his own products with tacos. Ooh. But he looked a whole lot different, a lot more prepared. I think he's back in the picture, most definitely. I don't know if he can handle it, but he looks like he's at least very close to it.
Okay, Dom, you've been hip on the world of professional wrestling. Now, Brock Lesnar, of course, testing positive for some type of performance-enhancing drug, estrogen blocker, call it what you want. The bottom line is MMA will probably suspend him for 2 years. USC will do nothing because he's a part-time employee? What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, well, not only that, he's got it negotiated in his contract. He won't be suspended from WWE either. So he's just going to keep on rolling like nothing ever happened. He's already back on television doing his next thing for the next pay-per-view. It's amazing
they suspended Double R Roman Reigns for 30 days, suspended him for a month for something, and yet they gave Brock Lesnar a free pass?
Yeah, it's in his contract that he's not subject to the testing or something to that effect. I don't know the exact wording, but it's something to that effect, and it's causing a whole lot of heat backstage with WWE.
This has been your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, wboboxing.com. This is Sports Vinyl. I am Johnny Talk.